Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Stain Resist Trend Sheets.
Ooh.
It's courtesy of Taco Bell, a story that we'll get to momentarily. My name is Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, December 6th in the afternoon, and these are some of the things that are trending right now. RFK Jr. is trending for admitting to a second ride on Epstein's jet. I actually was not.
Damn.
I have a tough time remembering which celebrity. Like, that. I have a pretty good mental Rolodex. Like, I know Matt Groening, Malcolm Gladwell, you know, like the.
Right. Chris Tucker.
Bill of course, Clinton. Famously. Spacey Clinton. So many 90s luminaries. RFK Jr., I had not put in that category, and we're already getting there was a second one too, confession. So Fox News just aired an interview with the embalmed corpse of Robert Blake.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Wait, that is RFK Jr. Wow. That's, looks like the embalmed corpse of Robert Blake. So after previously stating he had only been for one ride on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, in this interview, he's like, okay, fine. There were two. And, but
he tried to put it
time,
on his wife though, too. He was like, my wife knew like Ghislaine or some shit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And I had my kids there with me, which isn't like a great testament to your judgment of character and just judgment in general that
right.
You took your family, your children on Epstein's private jet for a fossil hunting weekend. So,
yeah, I mean, one of those things. It's like there's definitely levels to the Epstein jet thing. Like,
yeah,
more in terms of like this guy, Epstein was just like a wheeler dealer type guy. So he's gonna like part of his graft is to do these favors for people. Like, be like, oh, yeah, take my jet. Cause you're trying to build that rapport. So when it's time to like exploit the relationship, you kind of built up enough goodwill. I mean, I'm not defending RFK, but like I can't imagine that, like, I feel like many people have been on that jet. But yeah, it's just not a good look at all. Just in general, when you're like, yeah, dude, I was on that jet.
Once, maybe.
Okay,
like
twice.
If, oh, okay, fine. A second time, but whatever.
Yeah.
How's his polling holding up? Is he still? Like, I know there was a thing back in end of November that was like he leads all candidates in a favorability poll. Like,
right.
More respondents have a favorable opinion of Kennedy, as opposed to basically all the other candidates. But I don't know if that's like a. It seems like weirdly specific, right? Like,
Well, I think in a three. I don't know what the most recent polling is, but I feel like at the beginning of November, it was like he was taking like a little over 20% in a three-way race,
right?
which that is not insignificant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just I just like there was someone on Twitter, I think was it Chase Mitchell? They took just like a screen cap of that Jesse Waters interview where it's like RFK Jr., Jesse Waters, and the Chiron says, RFK Jr., I was on Epstein's plane twice. And they tweeted, I'd keep workshopping that campaign slogan. Holy shit. Amazing.
Yeah. Anyways. I was on Epstein's plane twice.
Twice. Okay. Just all right, easy Ralph. Now. Easy now. Easy now. Easy now.
All right. Taco Bell continues to just know their audience, and they have introduced, because in honor of college finals, they're offering students a $7.99 SOS kit complete with souses, taco shells.
Mm-hmm. Here's the one.
No meat. It'd be amazing if it was just a lukewarm room temp ground beef.
It's shelf stable.
Shelf stable ground beef. Don't ask us how, but it is shelf stable. And then finally, a stain resistant bed sheets.
Yeah.
Which, God, that those just that combination of words evokes for me the least comfortable pair of bed sheets that I've ever I could imagine. Like
it's horrifying.
It reminds me of like one of those picnic like tablecloth, you know?
Oh, that's like plastic, basically.
That's like plastic on one side and then like a little like a felty fuzzy thing on the other. Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. What else could it be made of? You know?
I mean, if it's just it's funny, like, because for the most part, I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. But I think we're just both thrown off by stain resistant sheets.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what the? I get like some things, well, maybe like the way they're, you know, like maybe scotch guarded or something where like chemically it's going to like not be a absorbent.
Like, how stain resistant we talking? Is it, am I, when I spill fire sauce on these sheets, is it going to like bead up? Like, it just turn into little like pearls of sauce, or is it like stain resistant in the sense that because I'm looking at a picture of them and they are bright purple into hot pink gradient.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just like stain resistant in the sense that like you're not gonna like give a shit what these look like.
Dude, you seriously can see that red taco sauce stain on the red part of your sheet, dude. Come on, bro. Yeah. I like that if that's just it. They're just going off the color. There's nothing fabric wise. It's stain resistant. Like, dude, the color's all fucking crazy, so don't worry, man, if you get some, you know, some sauce on there, some grease. Yeah. But, you know, people should just be doing, I feel like, look, we love Taco Bell, but you don't need to buy this. What you need to do is do what I have been doing all the time, is you make a poncho out of a trash bag, and then you will never stain your clothing the way you eat.
But will you stain your bed sheets if you're eating in bed? So they claim that this was inspiration struck, you know, the muse came to them, entered their door on flights of golden fleece and whispered in their ear this idea. And they were inspired by numerous fans who confessed to eating Taco Bell in bed.
I'm not one of them.
Nah.
You be honest.
Like,
I don't
truly
eat much in bed.
I am averse to eating in bed. And
did
that
you
is,
say your partner likes to eat in bed?
My partner has been known to eat crackers in bed, and it is a pet peeve. It's an issue.
Crackers,
that we,
man, that
crackers,
is so.
Man.
That's like that's violent. Those crumble,
crumbly, crummy, sharp shards. I do some like I do in this respect feel like Tim Heidecker's character in that one I Think You Should Leave sketch where he's like, the gazpacho burned my lips because it's room temperature.
Right.
But and I expect it to be ice cold.
Right.
With crumbs in bed, it's like, I mean, they're small, but like something about a single cracker crumb in bed just fucks me mentally. I do not want to be in this bed anymore.
Oh yeah, especially like when it's like the small of your back or like the back of your leg or some shit. You'd be like, "Was that fucking broken spark plug in here? The fuck was that?" And like, no, I was just eating my little crackers in bed. I'm like, just again with the crackers.
Yeah, I've eaten enough Taco Bell in my car though to know that like it is hard. It's not an easy food stuff to keep off of your clothes. It gets all over the place.
In your car.
What am I eating?
Yeah, which item?
I think it's the cheesy gordita crunch. Anything. I feel like, you know, once you get the sauce out, like it's coming out the other side a lot of the time, you know?
Look, that's what I do. I just take little rips off the packets.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I've had a few, because sometimes when you're trying to sauce a taco when you're driving, you could fucking cause a life-ending car accident. You know what I mean? Like trying to like balance shit. You're like trying to get the fucking wrapper open and then cracking open the thing.
Yeah.
Either if I'm driving, I'll be like, yo, Her Majesty, hook it up. Like sauce this thing. Or I'm like tear off the corner of the thing so I get take little rips off the packet as I eat my, you know, quesadilla.
Hey, babe, sauce me. And then she just like sprays it in her mouth.
In the mouth. Cops pull us over. They're like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's just like, we're pulling you over and going to arrest you on the grounds of that being fucking gross.
So gross, dude. And like, I might be violating your like civil rights, but like, I honestly feel like I have a good shot once the judge hears what the fuck happened here.
What you were just doing. Yeah. So, I mean, the price is right at $7.99. The only catch is, like we said, it doesn't contain any cooked food. You have to provide the meat and veggies yourself. And then the other catch is that you now have Taco Bell bed sheets that are presumably made of like scotch guarded within an inch of.
Yeah. Also, what size are the bed sheets? You know, like, are you excluding people that might be in loving marriages who also might be wanting to, you know what I mean? Yeah, is this for a twin bed?
Just like, they did twin beds and we're like, and we're not hearing any complaints, guys.
Yeah. It's actually a flat sheet because we know how these scumbags roll. They'll just fucking lay it on top of the air mattress.
Then we'll give you a squeegee just to like wipe it off your body as you fucking. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Hugh Grant continues to come out of the closet as a complete asshole. I kind of like just as an unapologetic asshole, I guess. So I mean, his roles have been trending in that direction. Like, he went from always just being like the lovable buffoon to like playing more villains in movies. Villain in Paddington 2, of course, the Citizen Kane of our time. But then, like, on the Oscars red carpet, he was just like kind of the biggest dick I've ever seen somebody be in one of those red carpet interviews. Like, it was like he just hadn't even heard of red carpet interviews and like just thought the whole thing was completely absurd. And was, yeah, truly, truly a complete asshole. Yes, those sorts of interviews are dumb, but you showed up at the Academy Award red carpet. So,
right. Yeah. Whoa. He just always has, like, he never has anything good to say when, like, a movie of his comes out. That's always, like, funny. He's like, yeah, yeah, it was kind of a shit time making it, but, yeah, cool.
He seems to hate making movies, but, yeah,
he actually
so
did
he
say
said,
that.
His quote on this one, I made a big fuss about it. I couldn't have hated the whole thing more, and then asked, but was it all worth it to, like, get the final product, what you see up there on camera? Or on screen, and he said, not really. And then he later joked that it was nothing personal against Wonka and director Paul King. Just, I slightly hate making films, but I have lots of children and need money.
Thank you. There you go. Just let him know.
Yeah,
you got three kids and no money. You know what I mean? Why can't you have no kids and three money, Homer Simpson? We know.
Yeah.
He got five. Woo!
There you go.
Damn, and they're not even in college, bro.
No kids, five money. Starting to sound pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, no kids, five money. The new Hugh Grant movie.
Who is the mother of his children? Is it Elizabeth Hurley, or was that just like a old?
They were just
dating.
Yes. Okay. One with
when my brain stopped taking in new memories.
He has three with his ex, Ting Lan Hong, Tabitha and Felix, 12 and 9. And then, wait, hold on. These numbers, these maths ain't mathing. And then his wife, Anna Eberstein, he got 11, 6, and 5.
Damn.
So what happened in between? Yo, wait. You got a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old with your ex-wife. And you got an 11-year-old with your current wife?
Are we sure those dates aren't just updated on the first kids?
They could be. I don't know. I mean,
this is
in the news article.
Hell, though. He's like, no, secret family. Wait, well, what don't you understand? I'm Hugh Grant. Secret family. Come on.
Oh, yeah. My God. I mean, yeah.
He's just a professional fuckboy.
Been like that. So, anyway. Yeah, keep hustling, man. You might have to don that mocap suit a few more times.
Yeah. I do love this level of just self, pity. He said, creating his crotchety Oompa Loompa was like wearing a crown of thorns. Because of the camera rig around his head. Like, anytime the person, especially a middle-aged white man, is comparing himself to Jesus
Christ on the cross. right. No, man, must have been so hard. Yo, I don't know if y'all know this, but wearing the new mocap stuff, like that they use an avatar, shit's like a crown of thorns, bro. And I was getting whipped with the cat with nine tails on
set. You were?
Yeah. No. Just the mocap suit, I think, was made of a synthetic, like, polyfiber, and it just didn't react well to my skin, so my back kind of broke out. That's why I said I was hit with the cat with my tail.
McDonald's is trying something new, other than raising their prices. This article kind of bummed me out, but, like, Eater.com was like, by all accounts, McDonald's is doing just fine. The fast food behemoth sales have been great, with price increases adding to its bottom line.
Boo.
Cool, what a good feel-good story. It's just so wild to me that is the tone, that is the point of view of all American media, is like just reporting on companies that are just charging people more money for like their budget ass food by like reporting on it like it's a sports team that we're all rooting for.
They're putting up numbers. Yeah,
that was so smart for them to increase their prices at a time when people really need budget food because they're hurting financially.
This is kind of the other part when I talk, whenever we talk about like the economy and stuff and how there's a disagreement, like the real neoliberal media class is like, people aren't understanding the economy is fine. And like, sure, by all the traditional metrics, it is. And there are certain things like wages and things that have gone up, but they completely discount what, like, all of the social services that ended after the, like, when they said pandemic over, no fucking food assistance for people with kids, all these other things. The feeling that creates with people is they have less money now because their money's going to other things. And then when you have shit like price gouging fucking everywhere, yeah. Like, those are the kinds of things, like, if you're, like, working in the White House being like, what do we do? It's like, try and figure out how you get these fucking prices under control, too. Like, make that part of the narrative. But again, can't bite the hand that feeds. But it's also like, it's like shit like this where McDonald's breakfast is now fucking $14 yeah. in LA.
Yeah. The only president who can get away with that sort of price protections type shit, Richard Nixon, famous socialist Richard Nixon, who got away with it. But McDonald's is, as this article points out, it's like just McDonald's. It's like the thing that is there that all other fast food restaurants are like competing against, but it's never really changing. But they are launching a new concept, which we've mentioned before, seemingly aimed at capturing a younger and more mobile market. It's called Cosmix, COS, and then capital MC, apostrophe S. People are seeing a new location of this new small format, aka like no dining room chain, getting ready to open in Bolingbrook, Illinois. So it's going to be like one of those like slow rollout things. But I don't know. It's I don't understand the branding. Like the chain's named after an orange alien character introduced in the McDonaldland universe in 87.
Right. I remember when this story first came out. It's just like, what the fuck is the point of it, dude? Like,
so
is it for younger people because it's cheaper? Like, what exactly, or just the aesthetic that you're trying to capture people and go into? And then,
yeah,
look, you know, as much as I love a McDonald's cheeseburger, this shit should just be 39 cents.
So my prediction is what they're doing here is we had the hurry up and wait with the aliens. Like the people who are like, yeah, there's aliens. Like, we have a UFO in our garage back there if you want us to like back it out and show you. And then like nothing came of that. I'm just wondering if the hold up on more information on first contact is that they are going to organize the first contact announcement around the launch of this restaurant. Because like aliens aren't going to launch their presence without like a corporate tie in, are they? Like, that would be such you're leaving money on the table. I mean,
look at
McDonald's is doing great just by raising their prices. The aliens have to be aware of that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's like, these are all very valid points.
Fucking meal tie, Taco Bell meal tie-in for like when aliens like announce their presence in our universe.
Well, look, I mean, that would be appropriate for this whatever version of reality we're in right now. That somehow like the most significant realization of mankind will be a collab with McDonald's.
Right. All right. And Gaza, the fighting has continued, after the ceasefire picked back up and intensified, and the IDF has moved into the city of Khan Yunis in Gaza. The IDF has claimed that they are giving Gazans fair warning to get to a safe zone, but there just aren't safe
zones.
There's
nowhere safe. Yeah. Like there's like maps that they show, like even in like in Israeli news, or like these maps are like ironically bad and cruel. And like one of the people, a spokesperson from UNICEF said, quote, there are no safe zones in Gaza. These are tiny patches of barren land. They have no water, no facilities, no shelter from the cold, no sanitation. And like that's along with like other news we've seen, like where there are hostages that were being held by Hamas were like giving like testimony to the war cabinet in Israel. And while they did not have much glowing things to say about their captors, like one sort of consistent criticism from these people was that they felt that they were going to be killed by Israeli bombings. Like they were like, we're going to get killed by our own people. Like, right. As we wait to be freed, because there is one quote of a woman there was just talking about how, like, you know, like, shame on Netanyahu for, like, being so singularly focused on Hamas that you would do that at the expense of Israelis who have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting
that, like, the way the stories, like, the thing that hits the headlines is, like, Hamas is bad, which feels like everyone kind of knows that and agrees on that, but, like, not the fact that, like, Netanyahu, like, the thing that is, like, counterintuitive, which is that they were scared because Netanyahu didn't seem to care about their safety. Like, that,
right.
That seems to be the surprising counterintuitive thing, but, like, that doesn't feel like it's hitting the headlines as much as just people continuing to be like,
that's why
fucking Hamas is bad. And it's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
like,
no,
yeah, they're fucking terrible.
There are some people who are like, yeah, I get it, who are, you know, want to speak glowingly or whatever. But the fact remains that, again, this is just so hard to wrap your head around. It's like they're like, okay, like, we just gotta hammer home that Hamas bad. But
right,
we're completely missing all these other parts, because for all of the people who are, like, who are saying, like, yeah, these hostages, like, figure out how to get them free, like, most onlookers, like, how are you going to keep these hostages safe if you're indiscriminately bombing the entire Gaza Strip, or, you know, portions of it? How does any of that work? But yeah, now, like, you know, it's hard to sort of totally read the sentiment, like, of what's happening, because while there are definitely people who are, you know, I'm reading more about how, like, much in danger it is for people to be speaking out against the government right now in Israel, too. But, you know, I'd imagine these kinds of testimonies from people that were actually held there saying, like, what were y'all, like, what are y'all thinking? Like, this one woman was like, give them whatever the fuck they want. Like, get these people out of there.
Yeah,
like, why isn't that the first thing? And, like, instead, it's all about this sort of very political thing. And I think that's why many observers, too, are like, this is pretty much the last stop for Netanyahu before, like, serious repercussions. There's, like, serious fallout for his terrible leadership and just, like, the failings of their own military. So again, continues to be a mess. And we've only heard sort of hints that the Biden administration is willing to begin to use more leverage to try and actually guarantee the safety of civilians there. But ongoing.
The Netanyahu administration is an extreme right-wing administration. Like, that's the thing that I feel like just keeps getting left out in the conversation. It's like, you can object to the Netanyahu administration the same way that you would object to, like, the Trump administration. Like, they're a far right extremist in the same way that, you know, Hamas is a far right extremist organization. Like, so is the Netanyahu administration. And, like, people are just ignoring it just feels like you can fairly straightforwardly just be like, no, nobody should be killing innocent people. But, like, that doesn't seem to be the focus.
It's unfortunately that would be an attempt at upending the status quo at the moment,
right.
And especially too when you look at this country, especially its history in the region. The government and the people in power are not in any way viewing Palestinians as human beings,
right.
So there's so many dimensions that allow this to continue. So hopefully we will begin to see some kind of pushback before the situation becomes completely untenable and we're dealing with, like, a full-on global conflict that could have been avoided. But
all right,
here we are.
Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, December 6th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.